In the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will continue these services. And at the beginning of these services, I will read from the letter to the Philippians, from its fourth chapter, fourth verse to the ninth verse. The words are in Jesus' name. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things that are just, whatsoever things that are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Yesterday evening, our dear brother was talking about the summer services at Venkijärvi 30 years ago. That were those services in vain? I myself have been wondering that. Have these summer services been organized in vain? We have God's children been able to gather here together to listen to the Word of God. And here we can meet relatives and friends, dear ones. And we can talk of the way and the journey. But these summer services are also a mission event during which the Good Shepherd seeks that one lost sheep. Jesus teaches in the Gospel of Luke telling of the parable that if you have 100 sheep and one of them perishes in the wilderness, of course, he then leaves the 99 sheep and goes to search for the one is lost. When he finds that lost sheep, he joyfully lifts the sheep onto his shoulders, inviting his friends and neighbors, and says to them, rejoice with me. I have found my sheep that was lost. 3 years ago, in a village in southern Ostrobothnia, a couple discussed at home spiritual matters. They were pondering that they should perhaps join some spiritual group. the husband was searching up different kinds of communities online. But his wife said, if we must go somewhere, let's go to the gathering of God's children. She had, as a child and teenager, lived in a village where they had believing neighbors. And her schoolmates were believers. And in that village, they also had services. They decided 3 years ago to come here to Kauhava to summer services. On Saturday, they came to this area, leaving their car at the parking lot, and came here to near the service tent. They tried to enter the service tent, but there was not room. After this, they went to eat, but the lines there were also so long, and they decided that they will go home. They stopped at a bathroom nearby, and there was open space there. There were not many people there. As they stood there, all of the sudden, without them even noticing, an older man came near to them, with whom they were able to discuss. That man asked if they were familiar with a magazine called Päivämies, and they said that they didn't know of it. The man also asked where they were from, and they told him, and said that in your town there is a church. They went home and found the address of the local church. And when the services there will be held, they went to these services. We understand that going to services where you do not know anyone, where you do not know how you will be received. But already on this first service trip, they found one friend who discussed with them. That's how their service journey began. They managed to attend services then for about 2 months, when a God servant, one sister, asked them, would they not like to believe that their sins are forgiven? God had prepared the ground, and that gospel which they were able to hear cleansed their hearts from all sin, and they received the gift of faith. This is how God, in a wonderful way, led them into this grace kingdom. this work of God, which I have been doing, has spoken deeply to me. God is still seeking. And those summer services held here at Kohava 3 years ago were not in vain. There are surely others as well who, after those and other services, have found God's kingdom. It happened, just was is explained in Jesus's parable. And from that came joy. Rejoice with me. I have found my sheep that was lost. This portion of the Bible is from the letter to the Philippians. This letter to the Philippians is known as a letter of joy. This congregation of Philippians was especially dear to Paul. After all, he himself had been allowed to bring those good news to the Philippians. That event, as well, is truly miraculous. How God brought that message of the gospel to the Philippines. In the Acts of the Apostles, in the 16th chapter of this event, it is told. And there are at least three of God's miracles there. And it concludes in that most wondrous miracle. When those people in the Philippians were able to receive the gospel, when Paul and Silas were in Asia, they had gone throughout Phrygia in the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. This can also happen that the Holy Spirit forbids that they cannot proclaim the word of God. I do not know if in someone's life this has happened. That no matter how much you would have the desire to speak God's word in the gospel, God influences it so that in that particular situation, you are not able to speak. And after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they passed by Mysia, coming down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." I think that this kind of request if it comes to you or me that someone says to come speak of the good God to help them That would be a very welcome request for us. And we would gladly, just as we saw here, how Paul understood that he must now go. They left from there. And after that, he had seen the vision immediately. We endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, losing from Troas, we came straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is a chief city of that part of Macedonia and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the woman which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And then the most important thing, it is said that the Lord opened her heart to accept those things which Paul was saying. God opened Lydia's heart to accept the Holy Gospel, and her household were baptized. And she said, "If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there." And she constrained us that gift of faith brought forth joy and love. This text also speaks of joy and other fruits of faith, which the Spirit produces in us. This Bible portion began, "I rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say, rejoice, you dear listener. What do you rejoice of today? Isn't the greatest cause for joy that you get to be a child of God? What does it mean to be a child of God? Doesn't it mean that when we have children, when we are children of God, we are also inheritors of heaven? And a child of God is on a journey toward their heavenly home. We have other reasons to rejoice as well. Isn't it a great joy, that we can gather here now with children of God at these God's children's services? We can rejoice in our friends. We can rejoice in this fellowship that we are able to be partakers in God's kingdom. These are great reasons for joy. And once in heaven, we will rejoice. We cannot comprehend this joy in this moment. We will sing just as is sung in the hymn 618. We will sing heaven's joy, which cannot be described. All words are lacking to tell of the joy, of its joy. To that joy, bring us, dear Lord. One day we can rejoice when we reach that destination. Even though here already we can feel our Heavenly Father. Our hearts feel when the gospel flows from heart to heart. And we can feel how God takes good care of us. And how secure is the lot of a God's child. In Psalm 46 are those words. That God takes care of us even in our old age. And it is also said that He lifts us up, carries us, and brings us home. Inevitably, it comes to my mind, my own mother. Who is perhaps listening to this sermon at home right now? She is very old. But she has, in her youth, been able to accept the message of the gospel. God has preserved her. As he preserves everyone in this living faith. But there's also those near ones who have not yet been able to attend these services. The desire of their hearts would be to come. And it may be that that can be arranged. But I want to remember all of you that have had to stay at home for different reasons. God remembers you. He surely sees your pain. Someone may be on their sick bed. Someone may be feeling lonely. It might cross your mind, does God remember me? When Stephen was standing by his persecutors, heaven was open to him. And what did he see? He saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So clearly. God knew his situation. But in the same way, he sees us now and wants to bring us greetings from heaven. And those greetings in God's kingdom are always the same. Those greetings from heaven are that you can believe they're at home through remote connections or here in the service tent. All your sins forgiven in Jesus' name in atonement blood. This gospel of God has been offered at these services. And it is also calling us. Just as I mentioned earlier, how he called the lost who were not yet inside the kingdom of God. This gospel calls you yet again today. Today, now is the day of grace. If you hear and want to open your heart to receive the message of the gospel, you can now believe all of your sins, your unbelief, and all the failings of your life forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. God will grant faith to your heart through this gospel, giving you peace. You will feel that you are a child of God. Someone may ask, how do I know that I am a child of God? The Bible teaches us that the Spirit testifies along with our spirit that we are children of God. This is how the Holy Spirit bears witness in our hearts. May your gentleness be towards all people. Lord our God is near. Compassion is one of the fruits of the Spirit, and God's word teaches us that we are open letters of God. As Paul says in the second letters to the Corinthians, yourselves are our letter written on our hearts, known to all people. The people of this world know that there is a child of God. You children in your own environments, in daycare, in kindergarten and school, you are messengers of God. And you youth, at places of study and at work, you are God's messengers. Also, us adults, at work and in those environments, wherever we are God's messengers. Faith is evident in our behavior and our speech. A young family moved into a townhouse, and the young children presented themselves to the neighbors, and they told them that they had been at services. They were doing the work of the God's kingdom. Little messengers of God. A young girl asked her father, "How can I tell others about the kingdom of God and repentance?" Her father took out the Bible, and from there they looked for passages that spoke of these things. The girl said, "I do not know how to explain it in such a complicated way. I can only explain that when sins are preached forgiven, then a child of God is born. Is this not a simple instruction?" And that's how we put into practice this work of the kingdom of God. The peace of God, which is beyond human understanding, preserves our hearts and our minds so that we may remain in Jesus Christ. We are not walking this path with our own strength. God gives us His strength. He gives us His strength to do the work of God's kingdom. And we have seen how God's word is now being carried forward. God has given that possibility that the gospel is taken to the ends of the earth. I have sometimes spoken of this, that when I was a small boy, I used to sit at home services, and there people talked that the gospel will be preached to the ends of the earth. We also believed so back then. Even though that sermon was only for that small group, but God is wonderful and powerful. And God carries the gospel wherever He wills. My dear brother and sister, continue to believe. You can believe even all temptations and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. This is how you may continue traveling on the way of God's kingdom. For my own part, I also want to ask, may I believe my sins forgiven? My desire is to believe, striving as a child of God. We say in peace, in Jesus' name, Amen.